عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بمنكبي فقال إن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل أو عابر سبيل. وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. رواه البخاري. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بمنكبي فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. رواه البخاري. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه has reported this hadith. He was older than عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما. So he also has his father. Ibn Umar's father was also a Muslim. And that was Abu Hafs, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. That is the father of Abdullah ibn Umar. He has a lot of fadail, Ibn Umar. He was the one who dreamt that, because he told Allah, let me know my status before you. So when he slept, he dreamt that he was in the fire. Radiyallahu anhu. So he came out, and when he went, he woke up, he told his sister Hafsa, please help me ask your husband, what does this dream mean? So when he was told the meaning by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was glad, and he took to what the Prophet said. The Prophet said, it means that you are a pious person. It means that you are a pious person. But what you need to do is you need to take to the night prayers. He said he never left the night prayers until he died. Abdullah ibn Umar. And he fasted a lot. So much that he fast even on Ayyam al-Shaq, he will fast. Yes, because he fasted so Nabi Dawud. Because he has very strong shahwa for women. He has strong disposition to conjugal relations with his wife, Abdullah ibn Umar. So he fasted a lot. In fact, one of the scholars, when we discussed one of those hadiths, why he fasted on Ayyam al-Shaq, would say that as soon as he finished, made his iftar, Ibn Umar used to cohabit with his wife immediately after iftar. And he has a nice hadith. The hadith, I think, was mentioned by Hafiz ibn Hajar in Bulugh al-Maram. When he talked about freed slaves, slave women. In that hadith, when they went for one of the battles with the Persians, so one of the slave women was captured. I think she was about to die or something. Ibn Umar kissed her. Said, I could not wait but kiss the woman. He kissed her because the Persian women are known to be very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. That's why when those Iranians capture their prey here, they carry them to Iran, they go and give them muta. When they come back, they start saying rubbish. Capture them, go and give them to Iranian girls in muta. They come back to Nigeria, start saying rubbish. Like that's so good in Zaria that people are following. It's deceiving people. We ask Allah to guide him right and others like him. Capture them, take them to Iran, give them fashion girls a muta, 3 months marriage that has been prohibited in the Sharia. So they come back and start saying rubbish. Fashion women, they are very beautiful. They are said to be the most beautiful sex of women. Fashion women, the more beautiful than Arabs, as they say. I've seen fashion women, but I don't have the time to start looking at them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was that kind of a person. So ulama picked from that, that that's evidence that even before the women who are captured in the battlefield are distributed, a man can kiss, a man can kiss he captured female slaves. Look at, from that, the fiqh is being picked. So our deen is not just that. Everything in it has its own rules and guidelines. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he has other fadail. And from that is that he is the younger brother of the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has many fadail in Umar. The Prophet loved him alayhi salatu wasallam. And he reported many ahadith. Those who contested him were people like Aisha and Abu Huraira, in terms of kasrat riwaya, in terms of the plentiness of narration that he has reported. He said one day, Akhadha Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam bi mankibayya, the Prophet held my between the neck and the shoulder. Yeah. He held it. It's one of the ways of the Messenger. He holds them. And that was why when Jibril came, Jibril placed his hands on his lap. Ulama to call his attention. And he himself did that a lot. In that hadith of Abu Huraira, he says, فَأَخَذَنِي بِيَدِي فَعَدَّ خَمْسًا فَقَالَ. You know the hadith? He called five things. The Prophet held his hands. The hadith of Mu'az, when he said, Ya Mu'az, inni la uhibbuka fillah, he held his hands. So many times, if he wants to say something important, he holds his hands or he touches. One of it, he keeps the chest of the companion. So that he will pay attention to what he wants to say. Many like that. So, ulama said, means somebody teaches something, wants him to grab a mainstream message, he can grab his attention, he can touch him, he can call his attention. Just to make him wake up and hear what I want to say. So the Prophet did that with Umar. Radiallahu anhu. He said, Kun fi dunya ka annaka al-warid. Live in this world as if you are a stranger. Kun fi dunya ka annaka al-waridun. Stay in this dunya as if you are a stranger. How are you going to stay in this dunya as if you are a stranger? And he said, Aw adiru sabil. Or someone just passing by, a traveler, musafir, or a passerby. So he said, Imma a stranger or a passerby. So how do strangers behave when they are in a place where they are strange? A man travels from, his residence in Kaduna, he goes to Calabar for a medical conference. How does he behave there? For buying his wares by himself. So how does he behave? When he goes to Aba, how does he behave there? So when he gets there, he eats what he needs to keep him strong, to be able to discharge the responsibilities he has come to do with it. He gets a nice place to stay that will be safe for him, so that he can do what he wants to do. He gets a nice place to rest, safe, suitable for rest. He looks for good companions for himself. If he needs a ride to move around the city to do what he has come to do, he gets the best ride that will not obstruct what he wants to do, that will aid him towards what he wants to do. If he needs companions, if it is something he can't do alone, he gets the best of companions. The best people to accompany him, be with him throughout the time that he's going to do what he's going to do. What is all in his mind is how to achieve what he has come to do. So whatever will derail him from achieving what he wants to do, he will leave it aside. But everything that will aid what he has come to do there is what he will save. But he will not forget that if he gets it right, in some countries, I've seen it, it's in Nigeria also. If you get to some countries of the world, once you arrive at the airport, you find car hire. You can hire a car from as you get into the country to until you are going out of the country. The best cars you can think of. So you do that according to your needs. You get a car if that is what you need. And you ride on your own, not a bus. Maybe you think, no, a bus is okay for me to fulfill your needs. Don't forget, needs. You get a bus. So the same thing. If you come to this dunya, it says, kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib. To stay in this world as if you are a stranger. So of the things of this world, you get what you need. To fulfill your ultimate aim of coming to the dunya, you get what you need from this dunya. As I say, wala tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. Don't forget what you need to do here, your nasib, your share here, don't forget. So it means that not even taking your need from this dunya is not known in the Sharia. So if you come to this dunya, you need a safe place, live in a safe place, like a stranger. Or I do not know any stranger who comes, who is resident in that area. If a Muslim comes to Kaduna now, I think I can say this. He will not feel okay. A conscious Muslim will not feel comfortable to stay in Kabul. Will he feel comfortable there? Anything can happen to him there. Oh, Kabbalah is really strange. Kabbalah, he will just be managing. Is it? Kabbalah, brothers. He will just be managing. Maybe he's staying in Tunuwada or Kinkino or Tunuwada. If you see a girl wearing a trouser, yeah, she put something on her head. She will try to, you know that this place is not a place you can do what you like. She will meddle with money. Even in the market, you see them, they try to adjust a little bit because of the environment. In this dunya, you like to live in a safe place. So the same thing. If you come to this dunya, yes, our ultimate aim is the hereafter, inshallah, the world hereafter. But take from this world, if it is a house, live in a safe place. The kind of house, according to your need, don't forget, we said the one who goes to another country is going to get a car, if he needs a car, according to his ability. So if he needs and he's able to, he gets what he needs and what he can't afford, these two things. So from this dunya, you get what you need that you can afford. You may need it and you may not be able to afford it. But if you need it and you are able to afford it, it's good, you take it from this dunya. So you need a car, you can afford a car, take a car. You need a jeep, you can afford a jeep, take a jeep. Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib. You need a jeep, you can take a jeep, take a jeep. You need a bike and you can afford a bike, buy a bike. You have your legs, but you need a jeep. And you can't afford a jeep, go on your legs. Two things, your need and ability to afford it. So you are going to stay in this dunya. But don't forget, the one who is a traveler, who is not a resident, knows that he's not a resident. For me, I'm sorry. This is one of the reasons why, the best I can do, inshallah, is go to a foreign country and come back to my country. Because wherever you are in the world, you know that this is not my residence. You know, even those who have residence permit in country, they know that this is not my place. We have to go home someday, sometimes. Even when they say, no, we can't go to Nigeria again, those ones say, we can't go to Nigeria again. Nigeria is not a good country. Nigeria is not. They know that they are not from where they are, even when they have decided not to go back. So perhaps you can say that, like people want to say that they will never die again and go to Ghana. So if you stay there, if you stay there, you stay forever. But the fact means that while that is possible with respect to residence, it is not possible with respect to Akhirah. So anyone who lives in this dunya, if he will not die again, is deceiving himself. There's a poem I remember, I don't like singing poems. The person said, Mada daharu wal ayyamu wa zambu hafilu. Mada dahar. Time has gone. Wal ayyam and days. Wa zambu. And things are piling up. Says, wa badjil. Change now. Inna dunya la shakka nazilun. change now because this dunya, no doubt it will go. So no doubt this death we shall die. فَإِنَّ الْمَوْتَ لَا شَكَّ نَازِلٌ فَإِنَّ الْمَوْتَ لَا شَكَّ نَازِلٌ No doubt death shall come. He said other things. I remember why I don't like singing for him. So, let's not forget that we are going to Akhirah. This is the difference between a Muslim in this dunya and the kafir. He says, إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ See, these, those people, the kuffar, the shibbun al-ajila, they like these things, transient things. And then what do they do? وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا So they turn their faces away from the difficult day. What did he say? نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاهُمْ وَشَدَدْنَا أَسْرَهُمْ وَإِذَا شِئْنَا بَدَّلْنَا أَمْثَالَهُمْ تَبْدِيلًا So Allah created them. We made them to stay where they are. If we want, can destroy them. Even that dunya, they will not stay there. So don't forget that. No one should forget that he's going to die. We are all going to the Akhirah. So don't let that your house deceive you to make you think that you will not die again. Don't let your car deceive you and make you think you will not die again. Don't make your wife, your children, and all of you deceive you and you think that, oh, this is where we are going to stay forever. So you begin to sin, begin to do what you like, to acquire those things. Those things are intent to themselves. Not knowing that they are supposed to be means to an end. If you take them for ends, then sorry. But if you take them as means to an end, then that is okay. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharib. Be conscious that you are not going to stay in this dunya forever. Stay as if you are a non-resident here. You are just a stranger here. How do you feel? Or a person just traveling. We are traveling, those who go by night buses, and it is hard to go travel by night bus because it's very risky. It's proven to be risky. And the evil in it is greater than the good in it, if there is any good in it at all. Personally, I did it once and we are attacked on the way by armed robbers. I will never repeat it, inshallah. I think that's about 2001. I will never repeat it, inshallah. I've never repeated it since then. Those people, when they go, I tell them, don't go. They say, they go. I say, so, follow Samina, our father. So I wish them well and pray for them until I hear that they have arrived. Though from the text of the Sunnah, from the best time to travel is in the night. The Prophet said, Allah shrinks the earth for you. And that's proven. The earth shrinks in the night. It's the best time to travel. It's been made unsafe for Allah. The roads are bad. There are bad people on the way. May Allah save us. If we can travel, if it were possible, if I'm outside and I travel in the night, yes, you enjoy sharing your things like Saudi Arabia, you travel in the night, oh, honey, unlock. You enjoy it so much. You enjoy it so much. You enjoy it. The first thing you enjoy there is the peace of mind. The tranquility that follows the night. It's in itself enjoyment. It is tranquility, calmness. There are places they have assigned for travelers. Cars will park there, everybody will disembark. You enjoy yourself there. There are people there. You see people like you traveling. There are families, men, women, children. People spread mask on the way. You see children playing. They are traveling. They have children have balls, footballs in their car. You come out, play football to rest, hey, you come back into the car, they load the jeep again, and they start traveling. Come new, security. In anywhere, you can't joke with it. But when you are traveling and you are afraid that there are some boys in one corner in Lampese or where is it called that are going to attack you. So if you are traveling and you stop by, even if it's in the night, you are sure that this is not where I'm going to. You know that I will soon leave this place. So this is how we should take this dunya. As a place where we are sure that this is not the end. We are going sooner or later. Not being given information. We are not the one who will control when we will leave. Our living is controlled. We are not the one who control when we are going to leave this dunya. Kitab al-Mu'ajjala. It's something that is predetermined. The time is known. Nobody dies and he thinks that today I will die. to let everyone know that he will die anytime. And believe so. Because that is the reality, proven by the text and reality. May Allah make us die upon Iman. We can't run away from death. We just have to start preparing to die. They told Ibn Umar that the preparation, know that you are not staying here forever, and prepare, act like that. So Waqan ibn Umar, because of that, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, أنهما يقول he will say إذا أمسيت if you reach the evening فلا تنتظر الصباح, do not behave as if you don't hope to فلا تنتظر الصباح, don't wait for the subh, that is don't delay your salat al-isha until the time of subh, because the subh may never come, like for the people of Lut. Allah says, إِنَّ مَرْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبُحْ عَلَيْسَ الصُّبُحُ بِقَرِيْ. When the subh came, they were destroyed. So, that subh may never come. If you get to the evening now, people should not go tomorrow. You have a salah call, do it now. Many have slept and have not woken up. Yes, yesterday many slept and they didn't wake up today. So when we wake up, we say, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَمَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ نُشُورَ. Many slept and never woke up. Many slept hoping to hear something and they woke up deaf and dumb. I've seen somebody like that. She slept, woke up the next morning, she could not hear again. Careful. Nothing. They didn't decide. They didn't hear. Up to today, she does not hear. She's married now with children, alhamdulillah. She does not hear. You have to start discussing. They bought hearing aids, they do everything to be here. Don't postpone what you should do now for tomorrow. Do it now. Because tomorrow may never come. Any good thing you want to do it today. Don't postpone it unless you are not able to do it today. And you have intention of doing it tomorrow to get what by which you will do that thing. Yes, good intention. You'll be rewarded for that too. We read the hadith. But once you are able to do it today, do it today. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. It never came for many. It never came for many. But tomorrow never came for many. Even during Hajj, there are some people who they will say that tomorrow is Arafah, and that night they will die. Many. Many. So my brother, tomorrow may never come. And tomorrow will not come someday. It is just one day that we will not be there tomorrow. Just one day will come, and tomorrow we will not be there. One day for me, one day for you. One day for her too. One day will come, and then tomorrow will stop coming. As it's coming, and it has been coming for all the years we have spent on the earth. So if one, tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow may be too late. If you are in the evening today, do everything. Your tawbah, your repentance that you like to make, don't postpone it till tomorrow. Do it today. Because that tomorrow may never come. If you remember anything in your mind now and you know, this thing has been doing, you know, do the repentance now. We read the hadith on repentance. And Imam al-Nawawi has tended to say hadith on repentance on tawbah. And istighfar. Very tremendously important hadith. We'll read it today, inshallah. So, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. If you get to the evening, don't wait for the morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ يَحْمُكُ. If Allah gets you to wake up in the morning, فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاحِ. Do not wait for the evening. So do what you are supposed to have done in the morning. Don't postpone what you should do in the morning to the evening. وَقُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ. Act, take from the time that you are healthy for that time that you will not be healthy. It's just one time. You are healthy, sometimes you will not be healthy. So then, when you are not healthy, you will be rewarded as if you were healthy. You perform a salah when you are not healthy. You will be rewarded in the way you used to perform it when you are healthy. if you perform it well when you are healthy, you get more rewards when you are not healthy. وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. So take also for now that you are alive, for a time that you will not be alive. هذا كفار فرجئنا نعمل صالحا غير الذي كنا نعمل. Say to Allah, please, the world, let's go back. Kufar will say, let's go back to the world. نعمل صالحا غير الذي كنا نعمل. We are going to do good deeds, completely different from the one we used to do. What will he say, subhanAllah? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ بِهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ. Did we not give you life? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمَّرُ مِنْ مُعَمَّرٍ. لَا أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ بِهِ أَفَيْرَدِي مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ بِهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Did we not give you time? Did we not give you life? Did we not allow you leave? And we brought message, reminders to you. What that the one who will take remembrance will take remembrance. And the one that came to you, you were reminded, giving life and warned. There is no coming back. So in prayer too, they'll be praying. Ya Malik, liyakdi alayna Rabbuk. Who Malik? This is the angel in charge of the fire. So they will say, liyakdi alayna Rabbuk. Your Lord, kill us. Or at least remove us from this fire. May Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. Qala innakum makisu. No, you are going to stay here. Laqad ji'nakum bilhaqi walakinna aktharakum lilhaqi karihun. We brought the truth to you, but you hated the truth. Am amramu amran, fa inna mudrimun. Am yahsabuna anna la nasma'u sirrahum wa najwahum. Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. They thought that Allah, am yahsabuna anna la nasma'u sirrahum. Were they thinking that we were not hearing their secret counsels? One at you, they are sitting conscious and think their consultations with their evil people with which they were doing evil. Allah, we were hearing everything. Wa rusuluna, our angels, ladayhim, we are with them. Yaktubun, taking records. So these two regrets of coming back to the dunya will not be fulfilled. Elsewhere, he said, if they had the opportunity, لو أن للذين كفروا ما في الأرض جميعا. If they had the opportunity to make this dunya and all what it contains as, look, this is the price I'll pay. Go out of Jahannam and say, no, it will not be taken. مَا تُكُبِّلَ مِنْهَا. It will not be taken from them. So this is the time to act, to walk, to prepare for the hereafter. May Allah make our stay in the hereafter an easy one for us. So if we want that, do the deeds now, don't postpone the good deeds. Do it now. This hadith was reported by Imam Bukhari. The next hadith, al-hadith